You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, for this segment. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So this week, what we've got coming up with the new moon. So we do have a new moon that is in Leo. So that is happening today. It happened this morning for us. So it was 11 past 5 a.m. That's my time in Sydney. So this is actually a pretty good new moon. I haven't seen one as positive as this for a long, long time. So we do have the moon and sun in trine to Saturn. We also have a sextile to Uranus and then a try to Neptune. I always feel like the tries, anything positive to Neptune's, I feel like that really helps you to see through the fog, see through people's lies or people who are trying to manipulate you. Positive things for Saturn, I feel like it's about resilience and helping you to get through problems because Saturn is a planet of problems. So any problems that come your way, it's not going to affect you as much and you're going to be quick thinking negotiate your way through issues that are coming up. So I really see that as a positive aspect. And then the sextile can bring up some unexpected event or something unexpected, but it could be something that's very positive because it's sextile. So when the planet's in sextile, it is about being more positive than negative. We do also have the sun and the moon that's going to be opposing Pluto during this new moon. So it is bringing about an ending. And when I saw that last night, I was thinking about, oh, there must be some kind of ending, or I kept thinking death actually. And then I woke up this morning to hear the news of Hulk Hogan. So it's very sad to hear that passing. I am a secret wrestling fan. So and I did have a feeling last night that we would hear of someone kind of passing with that, because Pluto does rule death, but it also can be an ending of something, but also a rebirth as well. So I knew something was going to come up with that. So that part, not so positive. But we have these other aspects that are positive to help you reach your goal, reach your targets. I feel like it's about, even though it's in Leo, I do feel like this is about setting boundaries, setting intentions. I do feel like it's about having that confidence. It could be also about having the sort of ego as well. We still got that Neptune and Saturn, even though they're both retrograding, we still have them sort of infused together. So they're about like a little bit degree apart, but they're still together, causing their conflict and issues that they got going on there. In Aries, so we have leaderships around the world. We are seeing that too coming up. So what else we got coming up this week? We also have we've got the 29th. We've also got Venus going to be in a sextile to Chiron. That is also helping us through relationships. So this is anything that's caused you great deal of pain or issues. It's really helping you through that. We do have some squares to Venus this week. So we do have the node. We do have Neptune. We have Saturn and we have Mars. So it could be in the Mercury retrograde. Just keep an eye on temper when it comes to finances and relationships, because that Mars and Venus square is going to cause a bit of frustrations and anger. And then I feel like it is about, I don't feel like it's about listening, but you might not want to listen to other people what they have to say either with that, when we get over this new moon energy coming in. We've also got Chiron's going to start its retrograde on the 31st of the 8th. And then we've got Venus, which is moving into Cancer, and that is happening on the 31st as well. So Venus moving into Cancer is more, it's more nurturing. It does, it's about the fourth house, so it's about the family as well. You might be looking at redecorating your house with Venus in Cancer or wanting to like be there for your family. We are going to have a gift, so we will be getting, it will be conjuncting Jupiter at the end of the retrograde, which is extremely exciting. I'm looking forward to that transit when it comes up. It's going to be good for everybody. So, and then we've got, oh, I've mentioned that. And then we've got, yeah, so we do have some things coming up this weekend, but at the beginning of it, we do have this new moon energy, which is, I feel like, very positive. So let's go to the caller. So we have here Pam. So she's in Florida. So hi, Pam. Oh, sorry, Lucas in Pam Bay. Sorry. How are you, Lucas?
I'm doing all right. Been kind of going through some health issues recently. Dealing with a bit of brain fog and don't really know what's causing it.
Okay. All right. Let's just say I'm not a doctor. I was going to say I'm not a doctor when it comes to health, but I can see what I can see for you. But I've also got a lady here. She's holding up a fluffy, like a big fluffy cat. And I'm not sure if you know anyone that's have a J name. It was like an auntie, but there's a J, Jane or J name starts with J at all. Her hair's not straight. Her hair's a bit curly and she's a quite slim lady as well. But she's with me. She's been with me before I got on the call. And she has a fluffy cat with her. She's been holding a fluffy cat. I feel like she likes animals. Let's have a look.
Okay.
So she's saying that you know her. Okay, let's have a look here. So it's just you're finding it really hard to concentrate and even like to sit still. It's like you don't know where you're going. But I just feel like I don't know, a bit fidgety with you as well, too. I also feel like it's like a sleep as well. You're not sleeping either. It's like a sleep.
Yes.
Okay. And I do get like tired. I feel like you're overthinking things as well. I feel like the doctors are going to be like, they're not going to know what's wrong with you. Like I feel like I see them putting their hands up saying they're not going to know. You might be having to look at it more of a, like a herbalist or someone more of a natural, like a holistic healing. I don't know if it's due to stress, but I just feel like there's a shortness of breath with you too. Or I don't know if it's like an anxiety thing it is or like a panic attack, but it's something like an anxiety, but there's something about the breathing. And I just feel like it's just to do with stress or like an anxiety thing. Like it just feels uneasy as well. What star sign are you by any chance?
Star sign?
Yeah, so what's your birthday?
My birthday, I'm Aries, March 27th,
1992. Okay, so you're in the beginning of Aries. Because I do astrology as well. I was thinking that this is like, and I was kept on getting Neptune over the sun, and that's what you would have. You would have Neptune right over your sun with the Saturn. So basically Neptune does put you in a bit of a brain fog, and it does put you like this. It seems like it's hard to sort of see where you're heading, and it also can, it does that transit can dissolve something in your life, but because it's mixed with Saturn, there could be maybe some problems, or there's been dissolving problems around you, or maybe you're just feeling a bit lost. That transit will ease up later on in the year, but then it will come back over next year with you. That might be also contributing to why you're feeling the way that you are as well. I'm not really picking up exactly what's wrong with you. I was just getting Neptune over the sun. That's why I asked you what your birthday was. But I just feel like you'll see more clearly in a couple of months. I just feel like that you are quite a nurturer, And there's also a lot of pressure on around you. Like people want you to perform, or people want you to be the best that you can be, but it's like you're just needing help. And I feel like it's like someone to talk to as well. I also feel like maybe you're something about the libido could be playing up, and like a hormonal thing. I don't know. I keep on feeling like herbalist or someone that really can go in and investigate to see what's wrong. I just see doctors putting their arms up saying, we don't know what's wrong with you, and might be referring you to a psychologist or something. That's what I'm not a doctor, but that's what I get when I look, tune in. But I feel like more you need like something that's going to balance everything for you, something that's going to be very gentle, not anything that's going to be too harsh. I just feel like this is not a forever thing, it's a cycle, but there's something, I feel like it's like a trigger here, like something that's happened with you that has triggered these emotions, these thoughts, these things that are coming up. But I feel like when we get, I'd say by the end, I know this is a bit long, but by the end of next year, you've gone through this whole cycle of things and you're back to normal, you're sort of bouncing back. Not to say that, you know, it's going to be like this the whole time. I just feel like you'll be finished this cycle of having more clarity by the end of next year, I feel, with you as well. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I mean, could anybody be like psychically attacking me in any way?
See, I don't really believe in that. That's not my, yeah. I don't. So look, thoughts, everything's energy, and it's energy has thoughts. So if someone is thinking about you, or maybe, you know, talking about you, you might be picking that up on an energetic level. So that's because everything is energy. And if you are intuitive, and you would be intuitive having Neptune over your sun, that also might even give you some psychic gifts with that transit. So you might be picking up something like that. But I feel like this is more like, if I was to look at your chart, I'd be able to see exactly what's wrong, what, where, and I could see where things are clearing up. I just know from where planets are that it is over your sun, or pretty much very close to it. I just feel like that this is more an anxiety on your part. Like, because when you think about it, we're all human. We're all human souls, and a human can't have the power to, like, no one's got the power to put a curse on you or anything like that, because we're all human. No one's a super, no one's like a superpower. We're not. So just remind yourself that too. Like, you know, I believe in destiny. I believe we all have our own path. So you might be picking up someone's maybe thinking of not nice things about you, but it's energy. But I feel like there's something that you've got to deal with. I don't know. I just feel like look at more holistic, even like if you can get a kinesiologist that looks at clearing things, that it may help you as well. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I can just tell you what I see for you. That's what I see. But this lady really wants to say hi. And she's talking about mum's mum, which would be your grandmother. But this lady loves animals. She really likes animals. And she's really been persistent to talk to you. So if I can try and get a quick thing. She also, there's this, like a nice jewelry, like I feel like a, like gemstones, jewelry, like I see big gemstones as well. Like I feel like this is running in your, like your grandmother had this too. But she really wants to say hi. I just don't know where she is, but I just feel like there's something about this fluffy cat as well. She's going to show me this fluffy cat, like a Persian, I see with her. So I'm not sure who she is. But I keep on getting J, hearing J. So I just feel like her name might start with J, or the J sounding name. But I'll let you go, and thank you. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for your help.
That's okay. So thank you, everyone. So if you want to contact me, and I have started my podcast, so Spiritual and Cosmic with Lady D, if you want to listen to my podcast, it's a very fast, I can't put some really good topics there. So if you want to connect with me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. And my YouTube is Lady D Psychic as well. So if you want to follow me, go on those platforms. And I will see you next week, same time, same place. Hope you all have a fabulous weekend wherever you are. And happy new moon soon. Bye for now.